Good morning. One of my more unusual holidays took place with friends some years ago. Did you have a good time away? Is the question many of us are asked when back at work after a break. After this particular holiday, I found this impossibly difficult to answer. We'd been to Poland with the purpose of visiting Auschwitz. Those who have made similar journeys will know the struggle to answer the "Did you have a good time?" question. How do you respond after such a visit? I'm glad that we went, but good is clearly not a word to describe the experience. There is a stillness and hush about this infamous camp on a bright summer's day. Even though confronted with the mounds of personal belongings left behind by the victims of the gas chambers, and having walked through those very rooms of execution, it is hard to believe that such evil was allowed to run through Europe for so long. How is it possible that men and women created in the image of God could be capable of such inhumanity? More than 60 years later, I listen to the news and hear of atrocities that continue around the world. I read my newspaper and come across story after story of people in the city where I live who attack, defraud, abuse and make life hell for others. We have apparently come so far and yet travelled so little. And before I point the finger at others, I must look at my own heart and recognise the pride, selfishness and sins that lie within. The memories of Auschwitz make me yearn for a better world. And I suspect that begins when I pray, "Father, forgive me, for I have sinned."